Message to the UN Human Rights Council here in Geneva, UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon said the Universal Declaration of Human Rights remains as relevant today as it was on the day it was adopted.
But the fundamental freedoms enshrined in it are still not a reality for everyone. Too often, governments lack the political will to implement international norms they have willingly accepted.
The UN High Commissioner for Human Rights, Louise Arbour, echoed Mr. Ban's call for respect for the values and principles enshrined in the Universal Declaration. In a subsequent news conference, Arbour told journalists the declaration was not a product of Western cultural values. She said the declaration contains universal principles that are relevant to all cultures.
How they are expressed, I think, in various communities, is very much dependent on traditions and cultural and religious values, but not to the point of rejecting, for instance, the fundamental principle that all human beings are born equal, free and equal in rights and dignity. I can't accept that there's any culture, religion, or tradition that should supersede that fundamental principle.
Arbour warned the so-called war against terrorism has resulted in an erosion of rights. She agreed governments have a duty to provide for the security and safety of their people. But she said they must do this without affecting other human rights.
They must balance the series of competing rights, that is, measures put in place to enhance securities must be respectful of the right to privacy, of the right to be protected against arbitrary arrest, extrajudicial executions. There's a whole series of guarantees that I think compete equally for the attention of governments. We have an equal appetite for safety and for freedom. We are not prepared to surrender all our freedoms for the sake of enhancing absolutely our security.
The UN Human Rights Chief also urged people to denounce counterterrorism initiatives that are founded on discriminatory views and practices. She singled out the practice of racial profiling, which she said is not compatible with respect for human rights. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.